This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. Today, we continue in a series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. This September, when you join our Partner in Hope family by signing up for automated monthly giving, we'll send you a special welcome gift as our way of saying thanks. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called Recognizing God's Voice.
Many of you know that before I was a pastor, I was a worship leader. I've played guitar since I was a kid. I had a band when I was in high school, and I loved to sing. The only problem was nobody liked to listen to it. So I discovered that just because I like to sing doesn't mean I should sing. Okay, so I quickly got wise and shifted gears. And when you're doing what you're good at doing, people go, hey, you're good at that. Okay, and they will tell you. If you get an impression from God that is totally opposite of what you are shaped to be, it didn't come from God. You can know it didn't. That idea did not come from God. It may have been something my parents wanted me to do, and I feel pressured to do it because they wanted me to do it, or my wife wants me to do it, or my husband wants me to do it, but I'm not shaped to do it. So don't do it, because your shape determines God's will for your life. You know, a while back, I was invited to speak on the USS Stennis, which is a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier out in the Pacific with 9,000 sailors on it. It's a floating city. And it was so cool. And they invited me out in the Pacific during the middle of war games. So I get on this COD plane, which is a little plane that has a tail hook on it. And you come flying in to this aircraft carrier, and the tail hook catches the cord, and you go from 355 miles an hour to zero in about 2 seconds. It's really cool. The G-force on that beats all the things at Magic Mountain put together. It's a Z-ticket ride. I'm going, now that's cool. And so then I spoke to these sailors, 9,000 sailors and the admiral, and had a great time there. And then when I'm flying off, they literally propel you like a jet is just pushed off very quickly, and this thing just pushes this little COD plane, and you go again from zero to about 50 miles an hour in about 400 yards. It just takes off, and it is so cool. Now, if I came home and I said to you, God has spoken to me, and I am to resign Saddleback Church as pastor, and I'm going to go become a Top Gun. Well, I'm not shaped to be a Top Gun. First place, I wouldn't fit in a cockpit, okay? I'm too tall, I'm too big to fit in a cockpit. Second, I have almost zero hand-eye coordination. So you wouldn't want me flying one of those $21 billion jets. And I'm not shaped to do it. I may like to do it, but if I'm not shaped, I shouldn't do it. Does that make sense? Okay. Sometimes people get a dream and they hear this thing, well, you can be anything you want to be. I'll tell you right now, that's just not true, friends. Okay. I mean, I don't care who, you're never going to be an opera singer. No matter how hard you try, you're never going to be Kobe. You're never going to shoot hoops like he does, okay? Because you are shaped in a certain way. You can be all God shaped you to be. And you better be happy with that. And that's where you're going to find fulfillment. Not trying to be somebody that you think you ought to be. God's leading will not contradict what he's gifted you to do. Number five, the fifth test. Does it concern my responsibility? Does it concern my responsibility? Now, if it's not your responsibility, why should God talk to you about it? In other words, if God wants to talk to somebody else, he can talk directly to them. Every believer has direct access to God. He doesn't really need to go through you. And so stop trying to get God's word for somebody else. Is it your responsibility? A good example of this, again, is going back to Peter. Peter, at the end of Jesus' time on earth, Jesus looks at Peter and says, Peter, one day you're going to die for me. You're going to be martyred. They're going to put you in chains. And he's telling Peter in advance, you're going to die a horrible death because you're going to be martyred for me. Now, Peter isn't happy with that. He immediately looks at his buddy, fellow disciple John, and goes, what about him? Human behavior. What about John? And Jesus basically says, it's none of your beeswax. It's none of your business. Okay? And Jesus says this here in John 21, 22. Jesus says, if I want him, that's John, the other disciple, if I want him to remain alive till I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. In other words, don't worry about what other people, don't try to figure out their lives. You follow me. What is that to you? Circle that. What is that to you? Now, Kay has what I consider to be a classic message on this text. Kay calls this the witty principle, W-I-T-T-Y. What is that to you? And Kay says, you know, we always get in trouble when we ignore the witty principle. When we start trying to be the Holy Spirit for somebody else, when we start trying to be God for somebody else, and God is saying, hey, I'm talking to you. Are you listening? I'm talking to you. Not what I want to say to you to say to your husband or to your wife or your kids or your parents or your boss. What is that to you? Let you work on you. He's saying, don't judge other people. Stop being so judgmental and you just get your own act together. Now, what is he saying here? That when I want to hear God's voice, when I want to listen for an impression, I want to hear God speak, I need to listen for me. Not for somebody else who's in trouble, not for somebody else I want to change, but I need to listen for me. And when God speaks to you, he's going to speak to you about you in your current situation, about things you need to change. Not somebody else. It's going to be your responsibility.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Good communication is vital to a healthy relationship, and God wants you to not only talk to him, but also hear his voice. He wants to have a conversation with you. That's why we are so excited to tell you about the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. This unique, high-quality vegan leather scripture box is filled with 52 beautiful scripture cards that feature key verses from Pastor Rick's Hearing the Voice of God teaching series. These verses will help you tune in to what God has to say to you. And as you do, you'll experience not only the peace of his presence, you'll also discover his great plan for your life. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. Quantities are limited, so make sure you act quickly. just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own Hearing the Voice of God scripture box. And if you choose to become a partner in hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special surprise thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much. There's only 3 days left to become a partner in hope and receive your special surprise thank you gift. So don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, Kay has what I consider to be a classic message on this text. Kay calls this the witty principle, W-I-T-T-Y. What is that to you? And Kay says, you know, we always get in trouble when we ignore the witty principle. When we start trying to be the Holy Spirit for somebody else, when we start trying to be God for somebody else, and God is saying, hey, I'm talking to you. Are you listening? I'm talking to you. Not what I want to say to you to say to your husband or to your wife or your kids or your parents or your boss. What is that to you? Let you work on you. He's saying, don't judge other people. Stop being so judgmental and you just get your own act together. Now, what is he saying here? That when I want to hear God's voice, when I want to listen for an impression, I want to hear God speak, I need to listen for me. Not for somebody else who's in trouble, not for somebody else I want to change, but I need to listen for me. And when God speaks to you, he's going to speak to you about you in your current situation, about things you need to change. Not somebody else. It's going to be your responsibility. It'll be relevant to you. You see, it's quite presumptuous to assume that you can hear God speak for somebody else. You need to be very, very careful about that. Here's what the Bible says, Romans 14. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? In other words, that person isn't your servant, that person's God's servant. To his own master, that's God. God is his master. To his own master, he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. So you quit picking on him or her. Says, who are you to judge? To his own master, he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Now, you've all heard this phrase. God told me to tell you. That phrase has done more damage than you could possibly imagine. God told me to tell you. I'd be very careful in that one. God told me to tell you you're going to get well. Oh, really? Are you sure of that? God told me to tell you what you ought to do. Really? Why didn't God just tell me directly? God told me to tell you what's wrong in your life. I remember it was probably 20 years ago. After a service, I was out on the patio and a woman came up to me and she says, Pastor Rick, God has revealed to me your secret sin. I looked at her and I said, well, I guess it's not a secret anymore. And then I looked her straight in the face. I said, ma'am, I don't believe you. And she was shocked. Like I was automatically just supposed to accept it because she said the word God. God had told me, and how would I dare question that God had told her? I said, I don't believe you. She said, why not? I said, because I just talked to him. I said, in fact, I've been talking to him straight for all morning for about 3 hours. Because even when I'm preaching, I'm talking to God. I got a two-track mind, and I'm talking to God about the people while I'm talking to you about God. And I said, every service in this church, I'm backstage saying, God, I humble myself before you, and if there's any sin in my life that would hold back your blessings from your people, please reveal it to me right now, and I will clearly and quickly and instantly confess it and repent of it, because I don't want anything holding back blessing from my people. So show it to me. And you know what? He didn't show me anything. So I don't think you heard from him. I think she went to Calvary Chapel. I never saw her again after that. I mean, I some other church, you know, I don't know. But you need to be very, very careful that Satan can discredit the Lord's work when well-meaning, I mean, she was sincere, well-meaning Christians assume God's role. You are not the Holy Spirit. To your wife, to your kids, or to anybody else. You say, wait a minute. Does God ever speak to you, Rick, through other people? Of course he does. Does God ever speak to other people through you, Rick? Of course he does. But you must be very, very careful. And there are three guidelines I want you to write down. You must write these down because otherwise you're going to get into trouble on this one. Three guidelines. If God is going to speak to you about somebody else, you need to follow these three guidelines. Number one, be patient and pray. Don't immediately go and just blab it to that person when God has given you a word about somebody else. You wait, you be patient, you pray, you make sure you heard from God, and you give God a chance to speak to them directly first. All we are saying is give God a chance. Okay? Give him a chance to speak directly. In fact, sometimes God will tell you what he intends to tell somebody else so that you can pray for them so that they will be receptive to receiving it when God tells them directly. He doesn't have any intention of you saying it anyway, but he's telling you so you can pray for them. And God will give you an insight into somebody else's life and you can pray for them and say, God, may they be receptive when you tell them that. Okay, so you be patient, you pray, you don't be in a hurry. Second thing, you need to understand, God will use you to confirm what he's already said to them. Now that happens all the time. Okay, that happens all the time. Sometimes God will tell you something and you will say it to another person and they'll go, you know, I've been feeling that. And I just wasn't sure that it was God. But I was thinking about that, and I felt like God was telling me to do that. And often, God will use a human being to confirm in another person's life what he has already said to them directly. It's, yeah, you did hear me correctly. This happens to me all the time. And I'll say things to somebody, and they go, oh, you know what? I really felt like God was telling me that, and that's just a confirmation. That's very, very common. You know, almost a year before I wasn't that quite that long, but it was a long time before I took Kay out on our first date, God told me I was going to marry her. I hadn't even dated her. Now, when I got that impression from God, God said, you're going to marry that girl. I immediately doubted it for four reasons. One, God had never before or never since spoken to me that clearly. I'm saying never before and never since spoke to me that clearly. Number two, I wasn't in love with her. Three, she wasn't in love with me. Four, she was in love with another guy. Okay? So, God says, you're going to marry that girl. I made no attempt to even date her. I just filed it in the back of my mind. Now, I didn't immediately go to her and say, God's told you to marry me. No, that's beating people over the head. In fact, I never told her that until after we were married. Because love is a choice. And you can't beat people. That's not a dating technique. God told you to date me. Okay, God told me to tell you to date me. Yeah, right, okay. No, that doesn't work that way. But God told me that. It was about 6 months later. I had a partner, a prayer partner named Danny. And while we were in college, every morning we would get up at 5 a.m. and we would go out to the baseball field of the university we were going to, and we would kneel down in the dugout and we would pray from about 5 a.m. to about 6 a.m. And we did it for an entire year, or the semester, I mean, you know, the 9 months of school. And this was about 6 months later. One day we're praying in the morning, and all of a sudden Danny stops, and in the middle of his prayer, he looks over and he goes, Rick, you may think this is weird, but I just have this impression that you're going to marry Kay Lewis. And I looked at him and said, oh, God told me that 6 months ago. Keep praying. Really. And I just, it was just kind of matter of fact. Okay? Now, what was God doing there? He was confirming in my heart, yeah, you really did hear from me. You really did hear from me. And God was doing that. Now, that wasn't the confirmation for Kay. That was the confirmation for me. Okay? And God had to do whatever he wanted to do in her life. So you got to be patient and pray. You got to realize that it's usually going to be for confirmation. Third thing, write this down. God usually uses you without you being conscious of it. When God wants to speak through you to another person, it's usually going to be done in a way that you don't even know he spoke through you. And that is so cool. And that happens all the time. You're at a small group and somebody will say something and they don't even realize what they're saying, but it hits you like an arrow straight to your heart. And you go, whoa, that was meant for me. And God just spoke to you through the mouth of somebody in your small group. That's why if you're not in a small group, you're missing that. You're missing that. You don't have anybody who's speaking into you. Godly people who can speak into your life. But that person doesn't even know that they did it. I mean, people tell me all the time, Pastor Rick, when you teach, I feel like you're speaking directly to me. I feel like you've been reading my mail. I'm not reading your mail. I'm not even reading your email. Okay? All I'm doing is I'm getting up and teaching the Word of God, and one thought will go and hit somebody here, and another one will hit somebody over here, and somebody over here, and I'm not even aware of it. But you're aware of it because God wanted it for you, and he had me say something that he wanted you to hear, even though I didn't know what it was that you needed to hear. Now, that happens all the time. Romans 14 says this about concerning my own responsibility. We will all be judged one day, not by each other's standards, thank God, or even our own standards, but by the judgment of God, because God is just, right, fair, and true, and nobody's going to say you're not fair. It is to God alone that we will have to answer for our actions. Now, number six, Tom's going to come and teach on these last two filters. Is it convicting rather than condemning?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, over the last year, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he'd like to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world.
To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's study resource, Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. We'll also send you a very special surprise thank you gift to show our appreciation. There are only 3 days left to become a partner in hope and receive your surprise thank you gift, so don't wait. That's PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.